Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about House of Evil with Brandon Crotty. It's quite an extreme thing to say, okay, you know, we got this house, we're settled, but we're going to move because of these experiences that are going on. Tell me about how that went, not necessarily from the perspective at the moment, but all these years looking back when you talked to your parents and you said that they did in fact move because they were afraid. What was their fear? What was happening to them so much that made them say, we're out?
To be honest, I don't know 100% why, except I do know I was speaking to my mom today, which is strange. We were talking about Pasadena because we're getting ready to try to get there. And she was saying that she moved out because she was frightened of something bad happening. I don't know what she thought would happen, but she was afraid something bad would happen there. I mean, it was also making them, she believed it was causing arguments, like it was influencing them to be angry and aggressive. And she said she's seen that a lot of my father there. So like when we moved out, for example, it wasn't as bad. They didn't have the same problems. They weren't arguing. They were getting along. So I think it was more or less my mom that was afraid to be there. My dad was just like, you know, let's move out. Let's go get somewhere we can afford and get something cheaper or something like that. But my mom in particular wanted to leave. So she was afraid that something else was going to happen, maybe something bigger. I'm not sure what it would be. My opinion, I think if we stayed there and we didn't move out, something would have happened pretty bad. Honestly, I would have think that it would have influenced us to get worse and worse. Because I know it made me angry. It made me aggressive. And if I would have stayed there longer than just, the few years we did as I got older, who knows? What if it influenced us like it did the man that lived there before us and did what he did? Never know. So I think that was probably her biggest fear, that what's going to happen to me if I stay in this house any longer.
Do you believe your parents are holding back any of the stories of what happened to them there from you?
Most definitely. And I'm trying to get it out of them. I still talk to my grandmother because you know how we're going to get there. If I get the film here, I'm going to make sure they open up. I feel like there's so much more that they experienced than I did. I know for a fact something's there. I seen it. I heard it. I felt it. I know something else has happened. For them just to pick up and leave like that. So I'm hoping I can get them to like remember. My mom has a lot of bad memories, so you know it's hard unless that's just an excuse. Matter of fact, I mean, I even looked at the place today and went down there. I don't even think anyone's living there. There's trees overgrown on it and everything. I'm wondering if I bring her back to the house, if she will bring back more memories and open up a little bit more. Tell me some more stories that I don't know of when we arrive there. And if my father would like to do it too, that would be great.
Do you think they're repressed memories or do you think it's just they're trying to still be responsible parents? Even though you're an adult, you know, still parents do that, where they're just like, he doesn't need to know this.
Probably trying to be responsible parents that I don't need to know. But you would think it would be different because of what I do with sure. My life, my career. I talk to the dead every day.
Yeah.
I'm around them every day. I mean, I have spirits in my room where I stay at now. So you would think they'd kind of wouldn't worry about that. But I think they're just trying to be responsible parents. And, you know, no matter how old you are, like you said, they're still your parents. So they're going to treat you as their kid, little kid.
Do you have anything that you suspect might have happened? Is there anything that you know, inklings over the years, little things said here and there that lead you to get a better idea or at least a guess as to what they experienced that you may not be fully aware of or can factually state this is what happened, but that you suspect that really pushed them over the edge?
I think there was poltergeist activity in there because you know how we would have like cabinet drawers open and close on its own, door slamming shut. Mm-hmm. I think my mom might have witnessed something like that. Maybe something, maybe she got hurt. Maybe something physically actually hurt her. Mm-hmm. And something was thrown at her or thrown across the room because it was that bad in the house, man, and, believe it or not. And from what I experienced with the drawers and doors opening and closing and things like that, if it was powerful enough to pin me and my grandmother down on the bed, it was probably strong enough to do more.
Sure.
So I think she got hurt.
I want to talk about the entities themselves. The first question I want to ask before we talk about anything evil, let's talk about the woman who was buried in the backyard. Obviously, there's a lot of activity that went on in this house. Do you believe that one of the spirits in that property was the spirit of that woman who was in the backyard? And if so, why?
Yeah, I do. I don't think she showed herself a lot, but when I've heard the moans of a female, moaning or humming, kind of like singing, mm-hmm. that's what makes me believe that was the female. I would hear that throughout the house too. It was always the attic though. So when I was in the basement, I felt that maybe her presence was down there. And the reason why is because, you know, my hair would stand up my arms. I would get the cold chills when we had the heater on, that electric static feeling going throughout my body when I was down there doing laundry, stuff like that. So I felt like her presence was there, especially when you hear the moaning and humming like she's singing. That was the only female I really heard. And I kind of thought in my head, this is her. I think she was more or less not wanting to show herself, maybe because maybe this female didn't want to put fear in me. She knew I was a young kid. Didn't want to scare me.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, you know, from a parental perspective as to why, you know, that may be going on. Even spirits sometimes have their own, you know, look on children of, look, I don't want to, you know, overdo this. I realize I'm here and I'm a ghost, but I don't want to scare, you know, a child.
Yeah.
You also stated that you believe some of the entities in the house were evil. Now, obviously, that word does get thrown around quite a bit, and I'm sure you're aware of that. What leads you to believe what was in the house, or at least something that was in the house, was evil as opposed to just a very nefarious or negative or just shitty person, spirit that was lingering around?
Yeah, I guess I called it evil because, well, I was a kid and I was afraid of everything that was going on in there. I don't know. To me, it's evil because I seen what it looked like with my own eyes. And that just wasn't normal, man. Like, I've done this for a while and I've seen a lot of things. And these gray figures did not look, you know what? Honestly, the gray figures that I seen look more like an alien. I don't know much about aliens, but that's the way it took its shape. It just did not feel good anytime I was pinned down in the bed and having sleep paralysis. It was just not a good feeling, man. It was so scary. But I think that the evilness, I mean, when you're slamming doors and doing things like that, there you could do more, right? They're strong enough to do more. And I honestly feel like I also wonder if these spirits were already there before the man was there and before that woman was buried. Like somebody else conjured something else there that wasn't so nice. But you're right. You're making me think more that maybe it was just, you know, it wasn't evil and it just felt that way. Because I can't really say like, you know, this is a demon. It just had that feeling to it. Maybe mm-hmm. they were just aggressive. They were angry. I think ever since I seen it with my own eyes and being pinned down in the bed just made me feel like they were. They did not look good. They took shape of a long, tall, skinny, grayish figure with big heads, big eyes, surrounded on the bed, like you're about to be abducted, you know, abducted and put in a spaceship. I don't know, man. I think it's just,
and that's interesting that you had that experience, you know, with all of these haunting elements to it. When you look back on that, what does your gut tell you that you experienced there in your room that day with those gray figures? Do you think it was something ghostly, supernatural in terms of spirit type activity? Or do you think maybe there was something else going on in the world of, you know, aliens, UFO type experiences that people have?
Yeah, I do question that. And I always think back in my head, I don't ever admit to it because I don't know much about aliens mm-hmm. and the grays to really talk about it. But I do believe that maybe it was something else than just all this paranormal activity happening. Was there aliens inside my room? It sounds crazy, but I keep thinking that because I remember the image in my head, like, are these aliens? That's what they look like. Mm-hmm. So it could be possible. I believe that some of the paranormal activity we have in some of our investigations could be from another planet. You know, we don't know. They could be the one doing some of these things that we believe are ghosts.
Let me ask you this. At the time when you had that experience, were aliens or the idea of aliens something that you feared?
Actually, yes, it was. Because my grandfather used to videotape on those old video recorders. He would always try to catch things. My brother Billy would do that too. So I remember him catching something that he claimed there was like UFOs. My brother had a little alien statue, little head that he got like a circus or carnival or something that you carry like candy in, and I always had that fear of going in the room and looking at it. So it also makes you think, do you think these spirits were trying to put fear in me mm-hmm. by using my own worst fear at the time to look like something I don't like?
Exactly.
That's possible too.
That's where I was going with that, is we see that quite often where something will manifest itself in a way of what is, you know, one of the primal fears of that individual. If your fear is the Easter Bunny, guess what? You get the Easter Bunny. If it's aliens, guess what? You get aliens. And it's not, you know, it's not the Easter Bunny or aliens, it's whatever that is that's trying to create that fear within you. Very fascinating story. You had mentioned also earlier that after the unfortunate passing of your brother, that you had some experiences as well. Can you talk about that at all?
So I think, you know, it's after I did my professional gaming career, I finally wanted to get back in investigations, and I found a way to actually go and do a series of ghost hunting series. And right when I get ready to start doing it, I didn't take it too seriously. I was just going to do some podcasts about it. My brother's passing, after he passed, it opened my mind up more about God. Now, I'm not religious, but I started having faith and believing in a higher power. And when he passed on, I started having experiences where I could see the light anomalies with my own eyes. Me and my fiance would see it in our apartment, and I kept thinking it was my brother visiting me. Mm-hmm. A lot of things were happening, as in that feeling again, like a presence was around me. That I think after his passing, it gave me the idea of wanting to connect with him again. So I bought a bunch of equipment, and I was like, I'm going to take this very seriously and try to conduct a session with him. I got in contact with him several times, but I think he was paying a visit to me a lot. And right before I was getting ready to take this seriously and get into it as it was. So yeah, it just kind of opened my mind up more about the spiritual world. It brought back memories of the Pasadena house. And I'm like, things happen for a reason. I experienced this when I was a kid, and now my brother passed on, opened my mind up to more things. So he was visiting me. I could tell you, I kept getting this, there was a meaning for a cardinal bird. A red cardinal bird means a loved one's visiting you. When he died, couple days afterwards, it hit my window. Then it kept coming for weeks and weeks outside my window, always in the same spot. I believe that was him. That was very spiritual, in my opinion. And then just to know that I could feel his presence there, I could get that scent, that his cologne, I smelled that. But when I actually got the equipment and used it and I heard his voice for the first time, I knew it was him. I knew my brother's voice. Maybe not to someone else, but to me, I heard him. And yeah, dude, it just really, really opened me up. And ever since then, I actually made a full career in my own show, all because of it.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Brandon Crotty. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program and sharing his experiences with us. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.